This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville. Zeitsmoker have an exhibition on at the moment called Indigo Wave and Other Stories. I'd like to speak to the curators of the exhibition to give us some idea when we talk about an exhibition that renavigates Afrasian seas and notions of diaspora. So my first question is to Natasha Chinwala, sitting in Colombo, Sri Lanka. Tell us how you got involved, Natasha, and what do we mean with words like Afrasian seas and diaspora?
Hi, thank you for having us and for visiting this exhibition already. There is a lot of anticipation for this exhibition because, in fact, it does bring together different communities from the continents of Asia and Africa. It also traces centuries-long history of exchange and cultural affiliations that are mapped through the body of water that we call the Indian Ocean. Now, this ocean that connects up so many disparate geographies, it is a space of also common histories. And that is what we are getting at. We address it from an Afrasian perspective because we feel that this is strongly the one that has been neglected. There have been so many erasures through colonialism, through segregation, and the way to perhaps gain agency over those forms of contact that have exceeded the timeline of nation building. Those would probably also sow for us seeds for the future of what forms of communities, you know, we inhabit that are highly plural, hybrid, multicultural spaces in which everything from our cuisine to our form of dress and language has been through processes of creolization, has been through processes of hectic transfer of ideas and methods of life.
Michelangelo Cassara, you know, you were the other curator that we're speaking to, and just give us some idea of some of the artists that you engaged with. And particularly, can you bring it to South Africa as well and the sense of diaspora, who you connected with?
Sure. The exhibition features a number of artists from the Afrasian Sea territories and beyond. And it's been very beautiful to see how this the artists that we've invited drew connection with one each other, and especially the connections that some artists have entertained with artists from South Africa. We have a very young, talented artist, Luvuyo Equiano Niavose, a photographer who worked on the space of the beach and how the beach becomes a place for ritual and leisure, and especially with the fraught political history of South Africa and restricted access to beach spaces. This work was somehow put in a sort of association with the work of Akimbode Akimbi, a Nigerian photographer from an older generation. Or, for example, the work of Tania Peterson, who devised a beautiful installation with citrus leaves that were infused with frankincense, following rituals that somehow stretch throughout the whole Indian Ocean, from South Africa to Indonesia. And it's a very sensory installation that uses the sense of smell. It's an olfactory journey, as well as visual. Another fantastic contribution was the work by Tsinga Samson, a beautiful painting that draws into ancestral history and ancestral spirituality, which created a very beautiful dialogue with the sculptures of sculptor and the poet Hasawa from Reunion Island.
This is really a remarkable exhibition of very many media. It's not something that you normally encounter, so I very much encourage you to visit Indigo Waves and Other Stories. To find your way around, of course, pick up a copy of the Arts Crafts map, or go to mapbaway.co.za to find out what's happening in and around Cape Town. This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za. The Sanlam Art Collection, founded in 1965, is one of South Africa's largest corporate art collections. Irma Stern, Nudes 1916 to 1965, curated by Emeritus Professor Michael Godby, in collaboration with the Irma Stern Museum and select private collections, is the current exhibition on show. The exhibition traces Stern's treatment of the nude in different media over her long working life. Gallery times are Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Entry is free. Guided tours of current exhibitions or work in storage are by appointment only. Visit blog.sanlam.co.za.